Welcome to the Berkshire Vision podcast. Today we're talking all things employability. We're joined by one of our employability mentors, Ethan. Ethan is an engineer originally from Scotland, now living and working in Berkshire. And we're also joined by Sol. Sol is our patron. He's a para athlete. He's been on The Apprentice and he's also a motivational speaker. They will be sharing with us their sight loss journeys, the impact it's had on their careers, the struggles and barriers that they've faced, and how they've overcome them. We're also joined by Jo, our employability officer. She'll be asking questions as we go along. So we hope you enjoy this really interesting and inspiring podcast.
The first question that we will look at this evening, talk about the impact your sight has had on your life as an adult moving into and through your career?
Excellent. Very small questions at least on yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I think the impact my sight has had in my adult life for my career is to almost give me a humbled perspective on appreciating the things you are capable of. I think when you're going to, you know, whether it's the workforce or trying to establish yourself in a career or in a certain industry, I think a lot of young people look at what their weaknesses are, whether it's their mental health or whether it's their school grades or whether it's, you know, whatever weaknesses it is. And I think for me personally, from my perspective, that's almost all I've been doing in my life via my visual impairment. So it's always been sort of a barrier and a challenge I've had to look at. So the fact that I've been almost practicing not looking at the weaknesses and trying to look at the strengths has almost given me like an extra ability to say on my CV, you know, yes, I'm visually impaired, but here's the, you know, skill sets I do have, and here's what I can do, and here's what I can almost provide, you know, to the company or sector. So for me, it's almost sort of flipped to a point where it's sort of honed in the skill of, you know, looking at and highlighting what I can do instead of just focusing on what I can't do or where I lack.
Yeah, it's very easy, isn't it? And I see it's a lot of other visually impaired people that they just think, well, what's the point now? I'm visually impaired, that's it, this is the defining thing of me. And that's just not true at the end of the day, as we're all individuals with very unique sets of skills. And I can't agree more with what you just said there, Sol. I guess just reflect, although I'm at a similar point, when I didn't really first start experiencing my sight loss until I was about my halfway through university. And it was to the point where it throttled my entire year. It was a constant game of adaptation. And it really, I ended up not passing the year. And that took me to rock bottom, because up to that point, I'd just been ignoring my sight loss and how it impacted me. But confronting it was the first step to moving forward with dealing with it and bringing it in and reaching the point that you just outlined there of realizing there's more to it than you can still go on and do what you want to do despite having this limitation for your ability to interact with the world. There is always a way around. You just have to have the will to do it, and it's finding that.
So when barriers arise, how do you face them without letting them demoralize or bring you down too much?
I think it's almost, again, with my sport, you know, you only get better if you practice. I only get faster at the 100 meters if I, you know, I'm in the gym or I'm doing sets of 100 meters or whatever. You know, you practice and you practice. And so it's almost like, when the fact that every day is a barrier is almost like, it's almost like I've been practicing for these barriers every day. So the more barriers I face, the more sort of the skill to adapt improves. You know, if you play chess every day, you're going to get better at chess. If you do a word cross every day, you're going to get better at word crosses. If you face barriers every day, you're going to get better at facing barriers. So I think it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't know, you know what I mean? It's almost like because I struggled to be able to read newspapers or books or, you know, a menu in a restaurant, I've learned skills and techniques and finding technologies and ways to actually access those books, newspapers and menus. And so, you know, with every sort of barrier I face, I kind of have the sort of the first principle mindset of, okay, there is a way around this. And then obviously leading on from that is, what is the solution? And, you know, sure enough, you'll always have a solution. So mine is kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, I've been practicing because of many barriers I've faced. It's created a solid foundation to have the confidence to know there's always a way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been to, I say, just to add to that, kind of echo that sentiment again, is you have to have the tenacity to continue to innovate and have, and just think of solutions the way around it. I found is you should ask yourself, as you know your situation the best, and what exactly might help you. It might be very unconventional. You mentioned there, I read a menu. So I'm in a similar situation that I can't just read menus when I go out. But when I go out, I pretty much have a dialogue tree, if you like, in my mind of what I'm going to ask the waiter about. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have some chicken, what have you got, chicken, so on and so forth. So you don't have to make, you don't even have to make it a technological thing. You can have a technique to work your way around certain solutions. And it's just finding those. And again, as you say, Saul, it's just practice. Don't shy away from the situations. Don't shut yourself off from them because you're scared you're going to stand out or anything like that. You've got to keep chipping at it, and you will, over time, hone yourself into dealing with it, with your situation, especially if your sight loss is a changing, is just changing status. It is very beneficial to just not give up and continue to put yourself out there.
And the point I'd like to extend from what you said there as well, what I kind of took from it is having the confidence. Because I think, you know, yeah, as much as you can have a list of, I guess, directions or techniques or tools, but, you know, from what I heard from what you said there is also having the confidence to actually in yourself and, you know, in the ability to approach others to ask for that help as well. So, you know, not feeling shy or demoralized or down about your condition, but actually just saying, you know what, it's about time I utilize what's around me and who's around me, and I guess, yeah, adapting and having the confidence to move forward.
Yeah, which is not easy. I don't know about you, but I remember it was just going, having been this more talkative person alone. I don't particularly, I'm not a people person, shall we say, and then having to do these things on a regular basis. It's difficult, and it's a little test of, again, you've got to go for it and just try what works. Maybe if you don't like people at all, you have a technological solution with an app on your phone that can do text to voice or something like that. There's always a way. You just need to find what suits you. And you, but the confidence thing is a forever developing process of building that up, because that can come from all sorts of things. What you do in your spare time or whatever, that, and you can translate that into your personality, but that comes with time and, again, practice.
Yeah, 100%. And one thing for me which I guess shattered the glass of, I have a friend who suffers from very severe anxiety and he struggles to leave the house. I have another friend who has a, you know, very diet restrictive sort of issues. So he can't eat everything in a restaurant. So, and I have somebody else who's hearing impaired, so, you know, they don't like going out. So almost realizing, okay, yes, I'm visually impaired and I may struggle to XYZ in public, but there are others who also have different issues and they struggle. So it's almost like we're all suffering and we're all coping together. So you not being in this alone, you know, was a big sort of eye-opening moment for me.
That sort of point leads nicely into the next query, really. Everyone, as you both sort of acknowledge there, everyone struggles with self-esteem and difficult moments. So how do you balance your self-esteem? What do you do on difficult days?
I suppose we should really define what a difficult day is, I guess. I had one the other day, actually. You know, it left me out of pocket when I was going to catch the bus to the train station that would take me to the airport. I misread what they said in the bus. I misread a three for a two. So, yeah, three for a two. So the bus was coming 10 minutes earlier than I thought it was. So I ended up missing the bus. I had to fork out for a taxi. That was a lot of money to drive me straight to the airport. And that was not the best start to about 7-8 hours of traveling. And especially when you're on your own. And I mean, I'm okay at traveling now, but like it knocks you down a bit. It's like, damn it, the site did this. A worse one was I fell on a night out in London. And luckily I was with my friends because I'd cut myself up and whatnot. And the knee-jerk reaction is anger and frustration, like, oh, here it comes again. It's standing in my way, the sight loss. It's interfering with my ability to function normally. To be honest, as time has gone on, I've learned to just pause, take a step back, and just think for a moment before you get angry, before you get down and out and think, oh, let's just step back for whatever notch of confidence you're on. It's just pause for a second and then continue walking on once you've collected yourself. Don't try not to give in to those knee-jerk reactions straight away, because it's tough as it is. It's easy saying it, but it's very difficult in the moment. I appreciate it. I don't know if you can speak to that, Saul, as well.
Yeah, 100%. My experience was worse than yours. I got dragged out of the club with three bouncers because they thought I'd been drinking alcohol that I brought.